Dear Cheap Astronomy, what do we know about New Horizons' next target? On the 1st of January 2019, New Horizons will do a flyby of MU69, which now carries the unofficial title of Ultima Thule, following a public ballot. The name Ultima Thule hasn't yet been endorsed by the International Astronomical Union, and it will be the New Horizon team's privilege to seek the IAU's endorsement of a final name after the flyby happens. They may suggest Ultima Thule, but if MU69 turns out to be a binary, or a conglomerate, or some other totally unexpected thing, they may suggest a completely different name that better fits. For the record, the most popular name in the public ballot was Mjolnir, spelt Mjolnir, which is Thor's hammer. Ultima Thule actually came seventh in the ballot, and Kuiper McKuiper Beltface didn't even make the shortlist. Anyhow, its current complete name, 2014 MU69, comes from its discovery by the Hubble Space Telescope in 2014. The object was then estimated to have a diameter of between 30 and 45 kilometres. However, in 2017, occultation observations were made, meaning we watched how MU69 obscured background stars as it passed in front of them. These observations suggested MU69 is a lot longer than it is wide, and it's probably double-lobed. Current thinking is that MU69 is a contact binary, meaning that long ago, two smaller objects met and loosely joined in a gravitational embrace, one that was strong enough to keep them together, but not strong enough to completely merge them. And the long axis of MU69 appears to be pointed our way. This is good news because New Horizons is flying outwards from Earth in a roughly straight-line trajectory at around 60,000 kilometres an hour. At that speed, it won't be able to do much more than swivel its cameras around to take a few snaps of MU69 as it shoots past. So it's good that it will be flying along MU69's long axis when it does pass, because we'll see a lot more surface area that way. We also think that MU69 is red. This is apparently characteristic of what are known as cold classical Kuiper Belt objects, KBOs. These things are called cold classical KBOs because they follow circular orbits around the Sun that are well outside the orbit of Neptune. And they're classical because they were the first class of KBOs to be found. The other main class of KBOs, Plutinos, follow more eccentric orbits that, like Pluto, occasionally bring them within the orbit of Neptune, and hence bring them a tiny bit closer to the Sun. So it's thought that cold classical KBOs are less affected by temperature swings than the warmer Plutinos. And for that reason, cold classical KBOs may be the most unchanged objects in the solar system. And current thinking is that any such unchanged objects in the icy outer regions of the solar system should be red. That red indicates the presence of tholins, which form from the ultraviolet irradiation of methane and ethane ices. So tholin should be present on the surfaces of both cold classical KBOs and Plutinos. But remember, New Horizons' close-up snaps of Pluto showed only patches of red across a multicoloured and relatively fresh surface. That unexpectedly fresh surface might be because of glacial melting or some kind of ice-based plate tectonics. So since MU69 is not a Plutino, but a cold classical KBO, we think its surface will be uniformly red, because it doesn't experience much in the way of temperature swings. Well, it should be uniformly red, apart from some cratering. Anything sitting out there for billions of years is going to get hit by odd random impacts every now and again. And in the absence of any Pluto-like resurfacing events, those craters will remain as a permanent record of all those past impacts. But of course, here at Cheap Astronomy, we'd almost put money on MU69 turning out not to be a heavily cratered, uniformly red, or double-lobed contact binary. Because surprise is a fundamental part of discovery.